Go big or go home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, my friends. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got the clouds hanging with us here. 11 degrees. Middle of the week, end of the month, November 30th. Hard to believe, but yeah, it just has a habit of getting right on by us. We are definitely into the holiday season. You know how I know that? Because my good friend Jean Ferdin from the Salvation Army is in to talk with me. Good morning, young lady.
Hello, Bill.
How are you? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, it's the Salvation Army time again.
And you were in here last week with Andrew. I wasn't here. So I missed our chat, and I do miss our chats, but I look forward to the holiday season every year because then I get to talk with you.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
So are we still looking for people to ring bells?
We still are, and your buddy Andrew signed up.
He stepped right up.
He did.
And he enjoyed that. He said he really had a good feeling doing that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
So tell him thanks.
I will do that. Okay. Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
So, but you still need a little help in that department.
We need a little help in this department, yes. So
okay.
That I'm hoping that people are hearing this broadcast and
right.
will call or go online and sign up.
So, Jean Ferdin, what kind of a time commitment are we talking about here?
1 hour or 2 hours.
That's
not
it?
Not a long time.
Yeah.
Not a long commitment. And it could be like 1 hour one day, 1 hour another day. It doesn't have to be two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what? I always enjoy watching the bell ringers, too, because they just seem to like they're always talking with people. And that's what I think would be the fun part of doing this. I mean, yeah, you're standing there ringing a bell, but everybody coming in making their donations, they'll always stand and talk. I remember Lambrecht out of Walmart doing that, too. He was talking with everybody walking in.
I know.
You know, it's like nice way to be social.
We never talked about that, but I was out ringing one day, too, and I thought, you know, this is a real social event.
It is.
Because you see people that you might never see any other place.
That's true.
Yeah.
And how have donations been? They've been okay
this
year?
I think they've been pretty good. I just have looked at my donations, and they're okay. And
okay.
I haven't talked to the other two about it. You know, the kettle just went up out at Walmart. But the kettles at Econo Foods in Brick and Wop have been up since November 18th. We started earlier this year.
Do you still have those counter kettles?
We do.
There's three
of them in Wop, a couple in Brick, and then they are out in the county.
Okay.
In both counties, Wilkin and Richland.
So as far as bell ringers, just run through the locations one more time. Where are we ringing bells?
Okay. We're ringing bells at Wahpeton Econo Foods, Brick Econo Foods, and Walmart in
okay.
Wahpeton.
All right.
Okay.
How many years have you been with Salvation Army? I was trying to think of that earlier this morning. You've been with them for quite a while.
Yeah, we have. Shirley and I have been with this for a long time, it seems. But we think maybe 10 years, but we don't know for sure.
You and Shirley. Thelma and Louise. Rigged, rigged Salvation Army bells. I love that. I absolutely love that.
I guess so. Yeah.
You have that's got to be fulfilling, though. You've had a pretty good run with Salvation Army and seeing what they do, not just during the Christmas season, but what goes on after that.
Exactly. And it's, you know, maybe somebody needs help with rent for 1 month. It's not an ongoing kind of a donation that we give people. Maybe somebody needs an air conditioner, or maybe somebody needs a tank of gas,
yeah,
bag of groceries. So, and all the money that's raised here stays here.
Stays here. It doesn't travel anywhere else. That's mm-hmm. important to know.
It's important.
I know with a lot of people that is. It's like, well, is this going to stay right here and help us out?
Yeah,
and,
exactly. So our big thing is the weekend backpack program right now.
Okay.
Because there are about every weekend 300 to 330 students, elementary students, that need food over the weekend. And Bill, that costs about $600 a month to run that.
Wow.
So we really need to have people come out and help bring, because in this country, how can it be that people are hungry?
I was going to say, it's almost surreal when you talk about it.
I know.
And right here in our Twin Towns, there's over 300?
In the two counties.
Or two counties,
two
I'm
counties,
sorry.
Counties, yeah.
Okay.
300 to 330 every week.
Unbelievable.
I know. It is. It really is.
But thanks to the Salvation Army for being there, you know?
Yeah.
It's 'cause what would happen if you weren't?
I don't want to think about that.
Right.
Okay.
So bell ringers, how do they contact you? How do they get in touch with you?
Okay. To go to Walmart, it's 899 6452. That's Brett Lambrick, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
For Econo Foods in Breckenridge, it's Shirley Fox Tridol, 403-9549. And for Wahpeton Econo, it's me, 640-1641.
All right.
I want to tell you one more thing, Bill.
Sure.
Because people are asking me about this, and I know we talk about it, but people are calling me and saying they're getting these envelopes from either St. Paul or Roseville, and it says Salvation Army on it, and it is official.
Okay.
The problem is that if you send money there,
that's where it's going to go.
Yep. It doesn't come locally. So to help us locally, you have to put the money in the kettle.
I'm glad you brought that up to avoid any kind of confusion there.
Exactly.
Thank you for mentioning that.
You're welcome.
So, folks, if you do get that, it is legit, but it's not going to stay here in our community.
It is legit.
Okay.
So if that's what people want to do to support the big organization, that's fine.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Gene Ferdine, if you need any more help, and you come back in here anytime. You just walk
Thanks.
Through that door because it's always open for you, my dear.
Thanks, Bill.
And you have a Merry Christmas
and
if I don't see
you.
You bet. Gene Ferdine, Salvation Army. And it is 9:15 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
That voice in your head every morning.
Around here, everything is a little weird.
Bill Dablow, weekday mornings from 6 till 10. On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.